Good morning. It's 9:43 a.m. on Thursday, April the 19th, 2018. Okay, I think I got the numbers right. I'm welcome. I didn't get yesterday. I got sidetracked in the morning. By the time I got my morning chores done, it was well into the afternoon. By the time I got the early afternoon chores done, I didn't really have enough time to do a 40-minute walk before I had to start my evening chores. So, yeah, yesterday was not a very productive day, all told. Although I have been chipping away at that stuff that's hanging open. I think I mentioned the other day that I finally got South Coast out in paperback. I'm only three behind now. Two Smugglers and a Seeker. Seeker Steel isn't doing as well as I had hoped. And I'm pretty sure it's because I screwed it up when I did the release. So it goes. It's kind of a chilly morning. It was 50 degrees when I left the house. The wind on the other side of this little neighborhood is pretty rough. I suspect I'm going to run into it again when I make the eastern turn. I think it's coming in from southeast. So the wind chill is adding to the 50 degrees or subtracting from the 50 degrees depending on your point of view. But I'm out, I'm walking, the 9 o'clock alarm went off, and I said, I'm going to get moving. And it took me a while to get the actual movement happening, but I did. So I'll get home a little after 10. I still haven't had my second breakfast yet. I may hold off and have a late, an early lunch. But it's definitely spring. The trees are budding up. The aspens here have all got little catkins hanging on them, the maples across the street have got a lot of red buds. The older trees, the younger trees are still not quite budded out, but they're the ends of the branches are turning red, which is a sign. There's a tree up here, it's almost completely leafed out. Look at that, holy cow. It also gets a lot of sun because it's on the corner. So it gets the early morning sun right through the day. These other trees down. Some lilac bushes that are pretty well leafed up. It's kind of a quiet morning. It's trash day. It's recycle day. Got the bins out early. I slept in this morning. I slept in until 6:30. I was shocked. I woke up and there was light coming in the bedroom from outdoors. Yeah, there's a lot of trees along this way. I just took a turn. And yeah, I got a little wind in my face now. But there's a lot of trees showing early buddage or leafage or something. it makes me wish I had a kite and the time and inclination to actually go out and fly it. I often think, wouldn't it be fun to? And then, yeah, run completely out of steam. Whatever it was. I've got too many things to distract me. Sunday coming up. Sunday is the Dizzy Dragon's double nano. It's 2 weeks. A nano in 2 weeks. I suppose it's a half nano. But it's still 50,000 words, so... 14 days to do 50,000 words is 5,000 words times 10 days. If I can do that, this story will definitely be completed. In fact, I'm going to go home and I don't have anything this afternoon on my calendar, so I'm going to go home and get food. I'll probably have to make a new fresh pot of coffee, but I'm going to go home. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go home and get food. My stomach is telling me, dude, food. Maybe I can confuse it with a cup of coffee and get some writing in before lunch. I have gotten some in this morning already, not a lot. Mostly dribs and drabs of stuff that's not actually work in progress related. Across the street here before this guy's blinker expires. Morning. So I'm running out of month. This is April. I've got to do some stuff. I got to get my airfare for Pittsburgh. I've got a slot reserved for me, for Karen Conlon. Really need to try to meet it. Because I really need to get this new book out. I really need to get this cycle finished so that I can go and do the last Seeker's Tale. And I'll say it again and again and again and again, and if people won't understand, that will be the last Seeker's Tale. It will not be the last Ishmael Wong story. I hope it won't be. It'll be the last one for a while, but I need to break. I need to get a break from Toehold Space and CPJCT. Try to do something a little more fun, a little different. Really, really think of getting back to Tanith Fairport, because the audiobooks should be coming out. I'm coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Smoke post. Okay. Off we go. That's an interesting bird call. I don't know what that is. I can't see it. I don't can hear the direction it's coming from. But for all I know, it's bouncing around among the houses back there. I can't really tell. Anyway. So, yeah. I'm about at the halfway point in Home Run. I have a few things left that I need to do to get me to the through the next 25,000 words. And I'm hoping things are going to start picking up a little bit. We're a little bit, because I kind of pooped out after the big push last month, I've got to get that momentum pull back up again. They really chewed that tree up. They pruned it way back, which is, it needed it, but it's... Good Lord, now they're digging up the roots on this one. Jeez. That's not a job I want. Some flowers, it's daffodils. Narcissus over there, yeah, that's... Front of that house is really looking spring-like. As well, it might, it's freaking half past April. Two-thirds past April. It's a lovely morning. I have to say, I've kind of lost track of how much I enjoy walking in the morning. It's one of the problems with not doing it for many days in a row, is that I sort of lose the beam, I lose the focus, I lose the ability to get myself out here by remembering how much I enjoy it. As as often as I complain about it, I don't. I almost always feel better when I get back. Oddly, the worse the conditions, the better I feel about having done it. So I'm going to try to get out better tomorrow, a little earlier. 9 o'clock is going to be too late when summer strikes. I'm going to have to get out at 6. I'm not going to be able to do it. Get some desert gear. Okay, last road. Well, next to the last road. Crossed. Get ready to close the loop here. Even in 2 days, things have greened up a lot. The trees up here are blossoming. Not all of them. The new ones, the smaller ones, still haven't got blossoms on them, but everyone else has. There's one that doesn't. Two that don't. It's hard to pick them out against the background because they're just sticks. I'm not up to them yet, so we'll see. The field here is greening up. The understory grasses are getting green. There's a few clumps of brush that have come up through that are greening up. And what kind of grass that is. Compasti. You're too late. Oh no, it's you've awakened the gazebo. Oh, those trees don't look good at all. They look like they're about dead. One here that's got some blossoms on it. This one has some budding on it. Bark's red. This one's gonna be in bloom by tomorrow, the next day. That one's leafing up, but doesn't get too much going on. Six here beside the path are blooming, blossoming. I think they're flowering crabs. Which sounds funny, but I'm too lazy to say flowering crab apples. Or more precisely, flowering crab apple trees. Because crab apples themselves don't. Never mind. A lot of fuckers moving around today. And the blue jays are here, but we're not hearing them because they're nesting. Blue jays, if you see blue jays but you don't hear them, it's because they're nesting and laying their eggs, and they don't want to draw attention to the fact that they're around. I'm attributing human characteristics and thinking to blue jays who do it probably instinctually, but be that as it may. I made it. I'm here. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll make it two in a row.